23rd incident added to the list of recent encounters on board airliners that have gone viral in recent weeks. More details at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the heart of Reading. Good morning for your town hall of the air. This is Carl Bott. Good morning. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on Cinco de Mayo.
Iba, iba.
Okay, did I just offend everybody that was Spanish? Jared's wearing a sombrero, and Amy's here with a margarita. So
I'll trade you the sombrero for the margarita.
There you go. Good morning, Jared. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
What's it look like today? Man, it is. Is it going to be hot?
No, actually, not as hot as it was yesterday. Today, it's going to be mostly sunny during the day with a slight chance of showers at night. A high of 76, a low of 54. On Saturdays, we have a slight chance of showers during the day with a high of 73 and a low of 52. On Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny, high of 81, a low of 56. And on Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny again with a high of 85 and a low of 57.
There you go. You know what? That's going to be some great, great, great weather, especially for tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I love
dog fest. Hey, the weather's always... I've got this huge pit bull. Just came up between my legs and is looking at me. You know, you can, yeah, baby. Hey, this weather report is brought to you all the time by Shasta Gas Propane down in Anderson. It's a veteran-owned business, Chuck and Judy Kinney. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And just a great place. Give them a call, 365-3793. Hey, our phone lines are 605-4567, and you can join us in our chat room. And I do have a computer in front of me at kcnr1460.com. Gosh, good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
What a meatball.
Meatball. He is quite the specimen of pitipotamus. That's what he looks like. He looks like a pitipotamus. He's a
pitipotamus.
He's a velvet hippo.
A velvet hippo. And I tell you what? He comes over and, you know, I'm sitting on the stool and I look down and all the down here between my legs looking up at me is this pit bull.
Yeah. You know,
and he's just looking. He's like, well, this is cool.
Yeah. He might look to some people like a pretty scary-looking dog because he's very buff. He works out on the regular. He's wearing a muscle shirt right now.
He's wearing a muscle shirt. That's cool.
But I don't think you'd find a softer, cuddlier, more lazy dog than this guy right here.
You picked him up from behind.
I did.
And he's totally stretched out in your arms.
He likes to be cradled like a baby. He's probably one of the goofiest, sweetest boys ever. He's only a year old, and he does not act like it. He sleeps a lot. He's very, like, couch potatoing is what he, you know, excels at. I don't know that he
is the epitome of a pity.
Yes.
He really is. The epitome of a pity, but he's looking at you in very friendly eyes.
Yes.
And he just, you know, he's the kind that if somebody came up to your door and they saw him, they would go, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Probably don't want to do a home invasion today.
Right, yeah. And he's probably just like my pit bull who would help you steal everything from my house. She would help you.
He would walk along with you licking your hand.
Yeah.
Because that's just the way he is.
Yeah, they're not great. They're not great guard dogs. People get them for guard dogs, and I'm like, well, they look like they might be, but...
You know, here's the thing is people do things to animals to make them act in a certain way. We all know that. You know what? I have Elk Killer, you know, so I've trained Elk Killer to whine at me in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then I have also trained her that I give her a goodie when she does that. And if I don't give her the right goodie, I mean, she'll eat it. But it'll be like 5 minutes later. And she starts again, she keeps up at it. I get up at 4:30 in the morning now and go get her the right goodie.
Like,
and then
she's
fine.
You trained.
She's got – oh, my God.
She has you trained.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's the other way around there.
Oh, my God. I never thought of that. Okay, so she's trained me. And if I don't give her the right goodie, she has to punish me, or she just bothers me until I give her the right goodie, and then she rewards me by leaving me alone.
Yeah.
You know? I never thought of it like
that. Yeah, she's trained you.
Anyway, Amy, this is a great dog.
This boy is great. He's ready to go today. He's, like I said, he's about a year old. He's not super active. He doesn't jump up. He does really, really well with kids, and he loves other dogs. He doesn't do great with cats. I think it's a bully breed thing that they kind of want to chase the small and fuzzies. So I would suggest a home without cats for him.
How about smaller dogs?
He's done good with smaller dogs.
Okay. How about and kids?
And kids, yep. He's rated for kids 5 and up. So he's
5 and up?
Yeah, he's very tolerant. As you can tell, you can push and pull and tug, and he just kind of rolls over.
I'm going to have the Bob grab his tail and pull him around and see what happens. I think he'll be okay, though. He'll go, no, I've never been pulled around by my tail before, but okay, it looks like a good time.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't mind, honestly. I don't think much bothers this dog.
Okay, now this weekend, big weekend.
This weekend, big weekend.
Huge
so
weekend.
So Pet Fest is tomorrow. It's from noon to 6 at Haven. Free event.
Yep.
Family friendly, dog friendly. We're going to have splash dogs there. You can enter your dogs into splash dogs It's the dock diving into the pool, if some people familiar with that. For prizes, there's going to be a doggy cakewalk. There's going to be the Wes Mutster dog show. There's a costume contest as well for the best dressed little mutt. So there's going to be a lot of stuff tomorrow, vendors. And then we also are having our vaccine clinic as well. So there's vaccines and licensing going on tomorrow as well, microchipping. And so our whole vet staff will be out as well. So if, you know, Come for a microchip and stay for the food.
You know what? Take Meatball home with
you. Yeah, take Meatball home. And if you bring in any non-perishable human food items until the next Friday, until the 12th, all the adoptions are only $25. So it's not discounted by $25. Now it is just $25.
Support
you know what? A good cause.
You guys are going for it.
Yeah, stuff the bus and support a good cause and then, you know, save a life.
And take a look at Meatball. I mean, he's just such a great dog.
I know. Look at him. Just so calm.
Now, does he walk on a leash?
Oh, he walks amazing on a leash.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Does he just follow
yep,
right along?
Loose leash. Just follows right wherever you're at.
He's housebroken?
He appears to be housebroken, yeah. He won't potty anywhere but his
outside.
Place. Yeah.
Okay. It's cool.
Yeah.
I like
and
that.
He's not loud. I've never heard him bark even in the kennels, so I don't think he barks much.
Really?
Yeah, he's quiet.
You know what? This is really a cool dog.
It is a cool dog.
You know what? And when you look at him, he does. He just looks. He's that perfect gray color.
Yeah, I was so happy when nobody
dark gray color
when nobody had chosen a name for him, so I could name him Meatball.
I tell you, he looks great.
Yeah, he's a beefcake.
He's a beefcake, and he's wearing his muscle shirt today.
Yeah, he's a handsome dog. He knows it too. He struts around. He has a little strut when he walks. He knows he's cute. He knows he's cute.
Amy, we aren't projecting human emotions or anything
on
this
dog. Sure we do.
Oh, of course we do.
They're part of the family.
Of course they are. You know they are. Okay, Amy, thank you so much.
All right, thank you guys.
And tomorrow, if you don't get Meatball today, maybe you can look at Meatball tomorrow.
Yeah, come out to Pet Fest. Come have fun. It's free. So. Bring the kids.
Is he still laying down?
He's still laying down.
People
yeah.
walking by, he's just laying down.
No, I'm telling you, really, there's not a lot that distracts him or
excites
when he's,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
How about chow time?
No. He doesn't seem to be bothered by that whatsoever.
He doesn't come like trotting on over? Does he ever move faster than a walk?
He does, I think, sometimes. He's just kind of slow. He's just kind of a lazy big dog. He really like Jared, just like wants to
go,
be
buddy.
On the couch, I think, all
here
the time.
Here you go, buddy. Here's a dog that you can relate to. You know, if you want to go for a walk, he wants to go for a walk. You want to lay on the couch, he wants to lay on the couch. You eat, he eats.
Yeah, he's very easy. He's an easygoing dog.
That's right. You know, you want to give him a pet, he'll take a pet. You want to be licked, he'll probably come over and lick your face. All right. Thanks, hon.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a great
Remember,
weekend.
Remember the...
Pet Fest tomorrow.
Pet Fest tomorrow.
Noon to six. Come see us.
There you go. All right. Thank you. Hey, you know, this portion of the show. Wait a minute. I'm not even sure this portion of the show is brought by anybody. Of course it is. I have this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. You know, Sharon Clark's just done a wonderful job there. If you're looking for in-home health care, you need to go see or talk to Sharon Clark, whether it's short term, like say you've had a surgery, or long term, like you're in those later years and you just need some help around the house. And I've been talking to a lot of people lately that their parents have reached that age, and that they don't want to go to a home; they'd rather be at home, you know. And they don't want to have them go into a senior care facility. So, you know, they just want to keep them at home. And this is what Sharon Clark can do for you. You're not going to find a better place than Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350. That's 226-8350. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, everybody. It's Cinco de Mayo.
The people of Shasta Lake love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with, for Pete's sake, Show and Shine. Live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart. That only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do, Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 on Cinco de Mayo. So, Jared, what exactly is Cinco de Mayo to you?
I don't know.
This is the day to do shots of tequila.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't usually go out to the bar.
Well, see, that's like that, and that is the negative side of Cinco de Mayo, because Cinco de Mayo is the anniversary of the Battle of Puebla, a holiday well celebrated in parts of Mexico and the United States in honor of a military victory in 1862 over the French forces of Napoleon III. Mexico couldn't pay its debts and said, hey, look, we need to have a moratorium on debt paying. Well, the English, the French, and the Spanish invaded the country. And by 1862, the English and the Spanish had withdrawn. But the French, with the support of the wealthy landowners, wanted to establish their own kingdom down there. Well, on this day in 1862, a poorly equipped Mestizo and Zapotec force under the command of General Ignacio Zaragoza defeated French troops in the Battle of Puebla, southwest of Mexican City. About 1,000 French troops were killed. And although the fighting continued and the French were not driven out for another 5 years, this victory became a symbol of a Mexican resistance to foreign domination. Now, this day is celebrated in the state of Puebla with parades, speeches, and reenactments of the 1862 battle, though it is not noticed amongst of the rest of the country, and in the mid-20th century kind of got going here with immigrants from Mexico and Americans. And they just made this into a big holiday and a festive day. And if you go across the border right now, down into Ensenada and Rosarito Beach and all this, this is a big night. And it's a weekend, so you can just imagine what it's going to be like. Of course, you know, the rest of Mexico really doesn't celebrate it, and it's mainly Americans that are going down there and getting plowed. By the way, Mexican Independence Day falls on September 16th. So, and that was established in 1810, some 50 years before the Battle of Puebla occurred. So there you go. That's what it is. People use it as a time to go out and celebrate, and they probably don't even know why, but it's Cinco de Mayo Day. There you go. You ready? Are you happy now? Happier? I'm talking to you. You're just looking around there, aren't you?
No.
You're looking up things to do on Cinco de Mayo Day.
I'm looking up more Spanish music.
All right.
Or Mexican music.
Hey, Virginia Anderson. Who's Virginia Anderson? Think back to 2014. Virginia Anderson is the woman that was up there on Bonaventura and Placer Street. Went through a red light and killed Haley Riggins. I think Haley was like 26 years old, young mother. And at the scene, she said, I'm on drugs. And she admitted to being on meth and, you know, I'm just like three other drugs, marijuana and two other things. Well, she gets arrested and they put her up. They charge her with second-degree murder. The judge kicks that one out, so there's not enough evidence, you know, for second-degree murder. So they brought her up under driving under the influence, causing death and serious injury. Well, she goes to trial. And the jury comes back 11-1 for conviction. The other person would not convict her for the DUI causing serious bodily harm and death, because it meant she'd have to go to jail. Can you believe that? Oh, no, she was under the influence, but I'm not convicting her of that. I have no idea who this person was. But Virginia Anderson had her chance, and she's had been on drugs. Anyway, the case has finally come to a conclusion, my friends. Yes, that's right. That's absolutely right. Wednesday, she was found guilty of murder. Not murder, but DUI, which causes death. So she got they brought that case back up. It took them less than a day, and they convicted her. She'll be sentenced here, later on this week, maybe next week. I can imagine that Virginia's going to go away for a while, as she should. She killed this young girl, this young lady, this young mother, And there were so many things about her, this Haley, that was just so positive. And for somebody, and she ran this red light on that corner, and hit her motorcycle that Haley was on. And there was even a doctor there that was trying to save her. She was in a coma, and she died 6 days later. Driving under the influence. It's not just alcohol out there. Okay. You know, this is for my good friend Eric. Eric and I were discussing the other day about home protection. And my good friend Eric says, oh, what do you mean home invasion? How many times is home invasion? You got a better chance of getting hit by lightning than being, you know, having a house invasion. Big story today, home invaded in Shasta Lake. Three teenagers came in. They forced a boy that was in the house into a bathroom and stole property and guns. Two 17-year-olds and an 18-year-old. They caught the 17-year-olds. The 18-year-old's gone, still gone, with the guns. They got these kids for kidnapping because they forced this other young boy into a bathroom, told him to stay there. Get this. They invaded their home. So when I say that there, you know, there's a company out there that will help you secure your home right here in town. It'll help you secure your home. And they do this by – they do a thorough home inspection. They look at your your perimeter on the outside. They'll give you suggestions. They'll install cameras. They'll install outside security lights. And then they'll work with you on a plan to be able to have your kids and your family take care of themselves during an emergency. It's not just a home invasion, but say it's a fire. What do you do? And, you know, some people, I just tell my kids to go out the window. Well, that's good. That's fine. But sometimes, you know, people panic. So what would be a good solution if you had an invasion in your house or an emergency in your house? And with the proper perimeter security, it's going to keep people away, first of all. But if you do get people that come in there for some reason, you're isolated or they're just, you know, they're just, you know, they need what you have. You know, are you ready for that? So, you know, if you want more information about that, just drop me an email, Carl at KCNR1460, and I'll give you the information about it. Now, I'm giving away two tickets for tonight and two tickets for the 6th. For the Kyle Thurman and the Reading School District present the Broadway Experience, a musical review. And I've got two tickets for tonight. I have two tickets for tomorrow night. If you give me a call at 605-4567, you're really going to like this. Kyle Thurman is a Broadway kind of guy, and he has been doing this for years. He's got these kids together. He's got this show. It is ready to rock. So I need two. I've got two tickets for tonight, and it's going to be at the McLaughlin Auditorium, easy to get to, 605-4567. Give me a call. Or tomorrow night, it's the same thing, the Broadway Experience with Kyle Thurman and the Reading School District. He's got kids from all over doing this. 605-4567. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Terry Oxley of the True Life Church.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're doing well. It's 7:33 on Friday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Does it seem like I'm happy? It's been a kind of an interesting week. What can I say? We cover all different types of things in here during the week. Yesterday, Trish took on, she had Rick Bassetti in here. Rick, his horse, Colt 45s. Well, I guess they really got into discussing the problems they've had down there at South City Park. And then the chat room got into it. And it looked like the chat room went at each other. So, and there's people writing in here with Sungold, of course. And they're going to, we're still having static out there where Sungold's at. You know what? We have to look at that because we had everything looked at, and I'm hearing us all over the place so much better. Okay. Anyway, let's just move right on here. Hey, BNT Satellite's bringing us this segment. And BNT Satellite, locally owned, locally operated, it's by a veteran by the name of Doug Tooley. He can make deals for you. You know, you're tired of paying big bucks for your dish satellite. He's got a $39.99 plan that you can build from there. And you get all the, you know, and plus 10 more channels. You get the 40 channels plus 10 more. So that includes all your local channels, if that's what you want. Then you can add on business, or you can add on the outdoor, whatever you want. Veterans are going to get $100 off their bill. It's just a a composite over the year. It's just a great deal by a guy who has worked real hard, has had this business, and is a successful business, and it's local. Don't call the 800 number. Just don't call it. Just call 241-3474-241-DISH. Can't forget that. Okay, I'm here with Terry Oxley of the True Life Church.
Morning.
He came limping in here.
Oh man.
Gee.
As I told you, I hit 67 Saturday. I know that's not that old, but it's old for me. I've never been this old before.
You're just a kid.
I know, but man, all of a sudden, I get bursitis in my knee, which I've never hurt so much in a spot, even though I've been operated on and all this stuff. And then even worse than that, I find out that I've got this thing called macular degeneration in one of my eyes. At least it's not my shooting eye. That's the good thing, too.
There you go.
So well, anyway, it's just been kind of,
maybe you should
Skip the 67, go right to 68. I should have.
68's a good year.
Yeah.
So maybe you should talk to God.
Do
you go to church?
Oh, once in a while, you know. There's this this old joke this one time, and it's not me, but it's a joke. And this guy, his mom came in and woke him up, and she says, "Time to go to church." He says, "I don't want to go." She said, "No, you got to go." And he said, "I don't want to go." And he says, "They don't like me, and I don't like them." And he said, well, still, you got to go." And he said, "Why?" And she said, "Well, because you're 35 and you're the pastor, you know." I'm really glad that's not the case with my church. We have good folks there. We all like each other. So.
I don't like the people. Well, you're the pastor, man. You've got to like them. Come on. It's not easy being a pastor, is it?
You know, I've been doing this.
This isn't your first church.
Oh, I've been doing it for 35 years.
Yeah, this isn't your first rodeo.
No, it's not my first rodeo. And I do get up when it bucks me off, and I've been bucked off before. So.
Well, you know what? I've talked to at the church we go to. He got bucked off hard and came back. Yeah. And our new pastor got bucked off hard and came back. And he's, you know what? I think you need to do that. I think you need to get hurt. I think you need to get hurt. And I don't mean physically. Yeah. I think everybody needs to get busted up a little bit.
Need to learn.
And that kind of shows what you're going to be. You can let it change your whole life for the worse.
Yeah.
Or you can just, you know what? God, and then get up, shake yourself off, and keep moving forward.
And start all over again.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I value tenacity in a person more as a trait than many, many others. I mean, of course, there's integrity and loyalty and all this, but tenacity, that somebody that doesn't give up, they just keep punching away, that shows a strength of character, and then everything else kind of falls into place.
Well, you know, what's interesting is my wife and I have probably been hurt more by people that we love and that were part of the church than by those outside the church that don't like us for whatever reason. But that's part of growing and part of them growing and us growing. When somebody becomes a Christian, they're not all of a sudden perfect and beautiful and without sin and without attitudes. They come in there and realizing that God sent his son to forgive their sins, but they still have to learn how to walk in the goodness and the grace that God's given them. So it takes time. So, yeah, we've been doing this for a while, and we'll do it until we can't do it anymore.
Hey, Trump just signed a kind of executive order lessening or opening up a little bit more for churches to be more of in a political realm.
Really?
But you've been doing that for a while.
You bet.
And I think what it says is that people are saying, oh, if you're a church, if you have a church and you say something politically to your parishioners, that you can be, I don't know what they can do. It may have the IRS look at you, so you're no longer a...
That all started from the Johnson Amendment. Johnson Amendment. He was trying to shut up an opponent who had a political opinion against him.
How long ago was this?
Oh, that was like in the 65 or something like that.
Okay. I
but the problem is that most churches and pastors didn't realize that really that didn't affect us unless we as a church, like I couldn't say True Life Church was supporting Trump. I could say I'm supporting Trump. I can do whatever I want. And I could preach it from the pulpit, but... Most pastors didn't understand that. And every year you get a letter, a threat letter from either the IRS or an organization that works with them threatening what they might like to do if you talk. And so we just ignored it, send a letter back saying, go stick it somewhere like in your ear. But we still believe that it's important to talk about the things that are relevant in society. If a church is not talking about the things that are relevant, that's going on around them, and applying the Word of God and how to live in that, well, I don't think they're doing their job. So that's just me. Other pastors have different opinions, and I respect that. But you know what I thought we could talk about today? We're talking about one of the things is that what Trump is trying to do. Do you realize that churches and people who are Christians believe what they believe? They want to live it. They live it not only in church but outside of church. They live it in their business. They live it in their home. They live it wherever. And so a lot of the things that are happening is that lawsuits are being brought against companies who said, you know, because of my moral values, because of my ethics, because what I believe, I can't participate with you in this one area. And they were being sued, losing everything because of their religious convictions. And that's wrong.
Well, they were being sued. But what was happening to them, if I understand, it was they were being brought under the civil rights that you're taking away my civil rights for being able to have a cake.
No, in this case, and that's not what's happening. See,
what I'm saying is it's a government bureaucracy. It's like the whatever that part of the government that has come down and they fine them such a huge amount,
yeah, right.
It shuts them down.
That's right.
So I mean, so there's what's happening is it's a government, not an elected group,
right,
that decide that you can't do that under these auspices, and they start fining people. And it's like the Corps of Engineers. It's like the Environmental Protection, EPA, all these things. It's an agency that comes down and says, I think that you're doing it wrong, and they put a huge fine, $1,000 a day, these things. That's it's a level of bureaucracy that you don't even know who's doing it.
Well, and it shouldn't be. They should not be making laws that affect the people's rights and freedoms. And that's the problem. See, I do believe in discrimination. I know people might say, well, what? That's not right. I do it. We discriminate all the time. Where we eat, who we play with, who we hang out with. And there's sometimes that we just have a right to discriminate based on our character, our morals, our values. All of us do. If I went into a gay bakery and said, I want you to bake me a cake, and on the top of it say, gays are in sin and going to hell. Well, they have every right to say, no, I'm not going to print that. And I have every right to be kicked out of there. You know, I mean, that's just the way it is. So we have to change something.
But see, that would be considered hate speech.
Not if you're on the right side of the game here. But let's talk about something.
There lies the rub, Tara. There lies the rub, because we're at the point in our government that they're deciding the moral behavior of people. And the morals of our government should not be used as an example for morals for anybody. They do things that are totally they're totally immoral. And they do things for money, and they do things that are good for them and for a small group of people.
Right.
I can't say, and I'm looking at this both sides. I'm looking GOP and Dems. You know what? You see these kind of things. People vote for things that help them and their group of friends. They can say, oh, well, and if the rest of us get helped through that, then, oh, okay, see, I'm helping everybody. Well, but the reason they did it is not always for the right reason, that it's the right thing to do.
Right. And I think we all know that, watching our politicians make decisions based on what's going to be good for them, not good for the people. But you know, the president that we could have had in here, who is a progressive liberal, means that they believe in let's continue to progress, and their rules, their creation, their ideas, philosophy of life, morals, values, all these things are what they're pushing upon the people. And anybody that has contradictory values, morals, they're the enemy. And this is where we were headed. That's why so many of us pastors were concerned. Had Hillary gotten in there, our speech would have been more and more come after everything we believe.
They would have gone after your tax exempt status.
Just like they did in Houston, Texas, when the mayor of Houston subpoenaed churches for their sermons. They wanted to know what they were preaching.
Did anybody ever figure out why that was?
Yeah, they were trying to shut the churches up for their aggression against what she was pushing for the bathroom bill and all the things that they were doing in that city. And, it's just wrong. But, you know, the problem is, and this is where we're going to have even a greater problem, is that we have basically there's two different places where moral values come from. One comes from God. And the other comes from our own creation, our own minds, our own thoughts, government. In other words, if I believe, I don't believe in God, I don't believe in this or that, but I do believe in certain values and morals, and so I create those in my mind. And I'm a progressive, so I think we all should be open and we should accept everybody, accept this group, this kind of people, what these people believe in. We should be open-minded, but we don't realize that that's not necessarily a good thing. Being open-minded is good only if you have some kind of a standard to judge the junk that's dropping into your mind. Otherwise, you begin to accept everything that somebody stands for. You know what I'm saying? Do you understand what I mean?
No, I, yeah, you know, I understand.
So in other words,
I understand what you're saying. And at first I was going, and I was thinking, well, it's good to have an open mind. But I also believe, you know what? Just because this is believed, whatever it is, just because this is the passing fancy right now should not change you or your moral structure.
Yeah.
See, I mean, you should have a moral structure knowing that this is what I believe is right. Integrity, right. Honesty, treating people well. And whatever the passing fancy is should not change you as a person.
Well, and right? Especially, I mean, when they're making right? laws about it. Yeah.
Yeah, but it also, you as a person have to respect laws.
You know, the reason why I, as a pastor, I believe in morals, but they're the morals that God has established through his word. And that restricts me. So I can say, well, I think this should, well, it doesn't matter what I think. What has God said about it in his word? That restricts me. It limits me to where I can go. Homosexuality. Well, the Bible has already restricted where I can go with that thought. But if I am a progressive, I can open that up. But then what's going to stop me from opening up a man who's 35 having sex with a 10-year-old boy or girl? I mean, what's going to stop that? The progressives say, well, hey, if they love each other.
Well, no,
you know,
and I have not heard too many progressives say
no,
that.
No, but I'm saying with that mindset, that is where it can go.
It can go.
So
okay.
There's
but
no
you
limit.
Know, but you know where we have to go right now is to a break.
Absolutely.
Hey, Wellgate Sports Club. You can go to Wellgate Sports Club, and not only have they got some of the most up-to-date machines there that you can work out on, they have, you know, a full selection of free weights. They've got spinning, yoga, and Bohem Spa. You know what? You can go in, work out, shower, go over there, get a facial, and or a massage afterwards. Just think how great that is, right there at Bohem Spa. And they also have the only saltwater indoor pool in the whole area, right there at Wellgate Sports Club. You're not going to find a better place, better prices, cleaner and more friendly people, more knowledgeable people than Wellgate Sports Club. Stop by. It's on Eureka and Court Street. Just stop in there and look around and say, hey, I'd like to work out. You know, Rich Novelli or any of the pros down there, take you around, show you what it's like, and you're going to have a great experience. And you're thinking to yourself, well, I mean, it's good weather now. It's getting hot. That's right. So why go out there where it's really hot? Go into a gym and work out where it's cooler. And then you don't have to worry about laying on the trail, you know, passing out and having people on the trail drag you in and steal your shoes. So that's another reason to go to Wellgate Sports Club. Okay, we'll be right back with Terry Oxley and True Life Church.
The people of Shasta Lake love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with For Pete's Sake Show and Shine. Live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The 23rd annual banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
It's the Newlywed Game.
Yeah. Well, that's Herb Albert again, too. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. My gosh, thanks, Carl Bott here. This portion of the show brought to you by For Women's Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. Hey, you know, it's Mother's Day. It's not too late to go down to For Women's Jewelry and pick up a little bauble for mom. Or if your wife is a mom, it's a good time to give her something. Like maybe a, how about one of those bracelets with something on there for all the kids? That's always cool, isn't it? Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in town. I guarantee you, you're going to find something you like there. The only trained watch repairman in the whole area.
By the way, Mother's Day is next Sunday, not this Sunday.
I know that, but he says you can give it.
Give him time.
You have to give them time. Yeah. That's right. This Sunday, there's so many things going on this week. 4 months Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. I'm here with Terry Oxley from True Life Church. You know, we're discussing, we can get into a philosophical thing here, that I believe that if a person's truly, truly has a religious feeling,
Conviction.
A religious conviction and has displayed it over years and not something that he just or she just wants to pull out, you know, at a time of for whatever reason. I believe that should be considered in any type of decision the government makes. And it went to the Chick-fil-A. He said, look, and they people got so upset with this guy because he would not have on his insurance plan the morning after pill. He had six other forms of birth control that he did use, you know, that was available to his employees. But they went after the one that morning. Oh, no, they've got to have that. Well, no, because that's an abortion pill, and he would not do it. And he won that case.
Yeah.
And the Little Sisters of the Poor won their case. So you can't force religious or people religious convictions to do things against their will.
But that's happening. I mean, it's still happening.
It's happening in bureaucracies, and
right,
that's where it's
right.
Got to be stamped out
right,
at.
Right.
The Oregon State that did this was part of a bureaucracy.
Yeah.
That is wrong.
Yeah.
And hopefully, and you know what? And to me, a pastor who has a lot of power, if he's going to be, he or she talks about something, then it's across the board. You are a more conservative minister, correct?
Absolutely.
So then you get an Episcopal that speaks of accepting homosexual marriage in the church, which has caused a schism in that church.
Oh,
but
sure.
But still, there's other churches that are that. So are their beliefs less than yours?
Let me put it this way. If that's what they believe, then they're not teaching from the Bible. And if they're not teaching from the Bible, then we've got an issue for them calling themselves a Christian pastor. You know, sometimes there's things I look at and I think, man, I kind of wish it wasn't that way. But you know what? I'm not God. I'm not the one that made this statement or law or eternal decision, whatever. An Episcopal priest or whatever or whoever says there's absolutely nothing wrong, we need to accept him. Well, sure, we need to accept him. We love him. We don't hate him. We don't despise him. But we can't accept the behavior as a part of the Christian community because it absolutely contradicts everything the Word of God says. Absolutely. In fact, it's not just those that are involved in it. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
According to Romans chapter 1, it's those that accept it and approve of it. So it's not just those that have decayed to that place where they believe this is absolutely fine, but it's those that say, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. They are participating with that as much as those that are involved. That's a problem for them, especially if they're a part of a church and believe that, hey, this is great and okay. We tend to hurt people, I believe, when we are restricted from telling them what we believe is good or healthy for them. Now, they'll tell us what they believe is good and healthy for us, which is fine. I have no problems in a debate. I have no problems in discussing something with somebody. But if you're going to get mad at me because I disagree with you, then we got a problem.
So are you tolerant of other people's beliefs?
Yes.
Would you say?
I'm tolerant. I mean, we have.
How about other religions?
Now, let's make sure we understand that tolerant means what I believe it means, which is you have every right to believe what you want, even if you're wrong, according to what I believe.
I think that's what tolerant means to me, because that covers so many other things.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
Like my friend Vint. I'm very tolerant with him. He's wrong in so many things, but I still like him.
Yeah.
It's hard to, I don't even try to convince him anymore because I think it's beyond him.
Well, and you got to understand that not everybody interprets the word intolerant like you and I just did. There are those that believe I'm intolerant as long as you accept and celebrate what it is that I believe in, even if you disagree with it. You've got to accept it and celebrate it. That's the new intolerant or new tolerance that's in our society today. Which means that if I disagree with something, regardless of what it is, I'm intolerant if I don't accept it and approve of it.
Oh, no, I can be tolerant of another person's viewpoints, and I don't accept them. Totally don't accept them. It doesn't mean I hate them. Doesn't
Absolutely.
Mean I can't have dinner with them.
And you shouldn't be called a hate monger because you don't believe that this is a good thing. Or a homophobic or a xenophobic or Islamophobic. I disagree with what Islam stands for and everything that they're trying to push. But that doesn't mean I hate Muslims, I'm not going to appreciate the terrorists if they come near me, that doesn't mean that
don't have an animosity against a religion or a people or a ethnic group. I think to me what God through Jesus said was that we be tolerant of other people's views. It doesn't mean you have to – again, we go back into whatever the passing fancy or fad is. It doesn't mean you need to change your moral structure, your inner structure. It doesn't mean that you have to go into the attack and hate people.
I disagree when I see pastors or churches, especially down in the South, or there's a church that stands out with a sign saying homosexuals, you're going to go to hell, or when the soldiers come back from war and they have soldiers, you're going to go to hell. That's totally insane, and that's so far out of what pastors are called to teach.
Okay, True Life Church, where you at, buddy?
Well, we're in Bella Vista on Deschutes Road. The way you find us is just go right down 299, like you're headed out to Bernie. When you get to Deschutes, the only light out there, that's our big city, and mighty fine. You turn right, go about a block and a half, and we're on the right side there. Sunday at 10 a.m. is when we have our services.
Okay, so you turn right at the Mighty Fine.
Uh-huh.
And you go out?
Block and a half, right past Vic's Boat Repair, right on the other side of them. They moved in a couple years back, so we're right there.
All right. Okay. You're taking off, I guess, for the summer a little bit.
Not really. Just probably won't have Wednesday night services for a couple months, just for everybody to.
People are, it's that time of the year.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming on. And you know what? Here's what I appreciate about you, Terry. I don't agree with everything you say, but I'm tolerant. But I admire people who have strong moral convictions and they believe on them. And they, and this is, this is the way I believe. And yes, the world may be changing around me. Doesn't mean I have to change. The world may be changing around me temporarily, and I'm not going to change what I believe in.
And we shouldn't.
Your inner choices that you make. There's some things, if you believe in it totally, well, fine, then you go. And, but the world's going to shift. It's going to keep shifting. And it's going to shift. It's going to shift left. It's going to shift right. It may shift up and down. But you've got to have that moral structure inside of you that keeps you going, forward and straight ahead.
That's right.
And I admire that about you.
Thanks.
It's because I'm tolerant.
And I have to put up with you, too, because I'm tolerant.
You That's, there you go. We don't have to keep – do we have to put up with Vent? Yeah, we do, because we're tolerant. There, he's my bud. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Perry Cremains in here. And Perry is here for two reasons. He has been in a business that's been here for 40 years, and he's in another business that brings thousands and thousands of dollars and hundreds of people to our area right here. And we're going to talk about business and different businesses that, and impact that California has on business and some businesses. And both the positive and the negative, because in his business, it's happened to both. It's happened both ways. I can't wait for you to listen to him and talk to him. Let me see. Where are we at here? Oh, gosh, it's time to get out of here. Okay, we'll be right back after the news.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
And as well, that fell. And so I think that we have a job market that's getting tighter, and that's helping push up wages.
And the unemployment rate ticking down to 4.4%, its lowest level in 10 years. North Korean state media report U.S. and South Korean agents are plotting to kill North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
North Korea says a terrorist group supported by the CIA and South Korean intelligence plan to use a biochemical substance to kill its leaders. It claims the plotters were bribed and intended to release the poison at a public parade in Pyongyang. The North Koreans claim the toxic substance developed by the CIA was meant to take effect 6 to 12 months after being deployed. Pyongyang has offered no evidence to back its detailed claims.
That is a BBC's Michael Bristow reporting. The House has passed its version of a repeal of Obamacare. Now it's the Senate's turn. Dan Senor headed up Mitt Romney's losing presidential bid in 2012 and predicts the bill may face a few changes when it goes through the Senate.
I think the Senate will pass something, and I think there's going to be enormous pressure then on the House Republicans to pass
the Senate version.
Senor appearing on CBS this morning. President Trump has shifted from his resort in Florida to his golf club in New Jersey.
After spending several weekends at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, the president has moved north. This weekend, he's working out of his New Jersey golf club in Bedminster, about 40 miles west of New York City. On Twitter, the president said staying in New Jersey avoids causing a disruption in New York, and he said it saves taxpayers money.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugston. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-566-2424. That's 1-800-566-2424. 1-800-566-2424. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
France is introducing laws designed to stop modeling agencies from using unhealthily thin models.
From Saturday, models working in France will need a doctor's certificate showing that they're of a healthy weight, based on World Health Organization guidelines. And from October, any digitally manipulated photographs will require captions saying so. In a statement, the health ministry said exposing young women to unrealistic body images sapped self-esteem. It said the new laws were designed to prevent anorexia, which affects tens of thousands of people in France, most of them women.
China has got one of its first big ever major jetliners off the ground, the first large passenger jetliner completing its maiden test flight today, a milestone for China's long-term goal of breaking into the Western-dominated aircraft market. The official Xinhua news agency now says China has become one of the world's top makers of jumbo aircraft. More from townhall.com. A Virginia judge has agreed to a temporary injunction in a lawsuit over the future of two statues of Confederate generals in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Judge Richard Moore ruled that the Robert E. Lee statue cannot be moved for 6 months in the public's interest. Moore says he won't make a ruling on the Stonewall Jackson statue, but the Charlottesville City Council can still rename Lee Park and continue planning for the statue's removal. Multiple plaintiffs, including the sons of Confederate veterans, argued the statues are covered under a Virginia monument law that protects them from being removed.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. Warren Buffett says he sold about a third of the 81 million shares he holds in IBM. That news sent the stock sharply lower in early trading. Buffett bought into IBM when its stock was approaching an all-time high, but it has been declined since then as Amazon and Microsoft have been dominating the cloud. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
A true tribute band comprised of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete Beach Boys concert production. Join us Friday, May 19th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show, live in the event center. The sounds of surf, sun, and classic cars sets the backdrop for this recreation of the 1960s Beach Boys with Catch a Wave. With vocal harmony beyond belief, Catch a Wave is guaranteed to bring audiences the most precise experience of the Beach Boys, sporting authentic details just as you remember. Remarkable harmonics evoking that surf pop sound. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WinRiver.com. Tickets are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Catch a Wave, the Beach Boys show in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, May 19th. A good time will be had by all. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bott. And Linda is... she's at a nursery right now with her parents. No, not that kind of nursery. She's out there getting plants and trees because tomorrow is Carl's day to fix the toilet because it's kind of like sticking. I'm going to fix the fan in the bedroom. I'm going to be planting trees tomorrow and tomato plants, and probably I've got other things that it's just going to take all day long. So that's why I'm not going pig hunting or anything else is because I'm doing – she caught me. She's got me wrapped up. Anyway, that's where Linda's at. Good morning, everybody. 8 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here at KCNR 1460, 605-4567 is our phone number. And, Jared, what's the weather look like today, buddy, and for the weekend?
Let's see. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers tonight, a high of 76, a low of 54. On Saturday, we're going to have a 20% chance of showers in the morning with a high of 73 and a low of 52. On Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny, a high of 81, a low of 56. And on Monday, it's going to be mostly sunny again with a high of 85 and a low of 57.
All right. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned company in out of Anderson. Chuck and Judy Kinney, great people, give discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Did you say rain tomorrow morning? No.
Slight chance of showers.
Slight chance.
20% chance.
Wow. That may be as I may not be planning tomorrow, if I can use any type of an excuse to get out of that. But it does mean I will be working inside. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Another veteran-owned business, Jeff Wurst does a great job. He's been in this business over 20 years. If you've got a chip the size of a dime or less than the size of a dime or a crack up to 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it so you can't even see it. That's right. He guarantees his work. If you can't fix it, he'll just tell you that. But he can fix most everything. He's down at 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373. Now, a lot of things going on. Tomorrow, of course, is the Military Order of the Purple Heart, the Reading Chapter, 2001. It's not too late to enter. So you got to give a call, though, out to J.T. Thomason at Gold Hills at 246-7867. Join into this because all the money stays right here in our fair city, in our fair area here. And they use, they give financial assistance to local veterans and their families. And I've seen them do this, you know, helping people with these electric bills. They award scholarships to local high school, high schools and colleges, and they support the VA clinic. These are the real people. This is the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And, of course, one safe place. Walk a mile in their shoes tomorrow at Redline Hotel. It starts early, and you can get finished with that and get out to the golf tournament, which starts at 1 p.m. out there at Gold Hills. But head on down to Redline Hotel. Be there by 9 a.m. You don't have to just wear heels. You can wear your bunny slippers and those kind of things. The big thing, though, is participation. One safe place. Walk a mile in her shoes. It's a great, great, great effort. And again, then on, and then a week from Saturday, or a week from tomorrow, of course, is the Reading Regional Chapter's 23rd annual banquet for Safari Club International. I'll be there as the MC. It's going to be a great night. They're going to have hunts for red stag, mule deer, wild boar hunts. Ooh. Lady, it's in youth hunts, duck, goose, pheasant hunts, and African game hunts, photo safaris, fishing trips. Plus, they've got 43 guns that are going to be raffled off, and these are top-of-the-line guns. We're not talking something, a single-shot, break-action, 20-gauge that somebody can't sell. We're talking about Henry Big Boys. We're talking about 6.5 Creedmoors. We're talking about them all. All of this at the Reading Regional Chapter's 23rd Annual Banquet. Come on, we need to get some tickets out there. So what you have to do is give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075. Say, hey, you want to come? You want a table? You want to be a part of this? Or you can just stop by right here at KCNR 1460 at 1326 Market Street. Yeah, don't look at me. I know what the address is. 1326 Market Street right here. Across from the old city hall, come in. I have tickets here, or I have things here you can sign up. And by the way, I have two tickets for people. But first, I need to go to Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
I'm just filled up with all types of information. I'm sorry.
I know. It's fine. I was enjoying it. And good luck with your honey-do list. That sounds fabulous.
Oh, I'm telling you. I mean, just it's caught up with me, and she's trapped me. She took the keys to my car. She changed the combo on my safe, so I can't get in there to get to the gun, so she's got me.
She's got you locked. But you know what? That rain picture sounds a little bit, you know, right out there looming for you.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe it could help
a little.
Well,
good luck with that.
Thanks.
Well, the major averages are fluctuating this morning after the House of Representatives successfully passed a bill aimed at repealing and replacing Obamacare. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 24 points at 20,927. The S&P 500 is up a point at 2,391. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing a point at 6,076. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Bank of America down 15 cents at 23.70, ExxonMobil up 50 cents, trading at 82.14, AT&T positive 33 cents at 38.35. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo positive 3 cents at 112.99, FedEx down 23 cents, trading at 190.96, Verizon up 69 cents at 46.58 per share. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is price-sealed 2.35%, and for commodities, gold is up $1.51 an ounce at $12.28, silver down 3 cents at $16.26, and crude oil is at a five-month low priced at $46 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye now.
Goodbye. Hey, you know, Susan Eastman is quite... She knows her job so well. That's why she's the first vice president for investments at Wells Fargo Advisors right here at 2705 Park Marina Drive. Give her a call at 243-7561. She's going to help you along the road to becoming financially free and independent. Wow. I've just gone through all these things. And I have with me today a new friend. His name is Perry Crumanes. Good morning.
Morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. And I've met Perry through a variety of different ways. And I've met him through Ted Leidy and Perry has just for hunting and what he does to help the youth in hunting, you know, beginning in their turkey hunting. But in the other sense, I also know him in his other life. And, you know, I know his partner, Kenny. And he has Skyway Machine Incorporated, which has been in business here in Reading for over 40 years. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about both these businesses and the impact that California has had on both these businesses and our local economy and for the people here in jobs and in both on the positive side and the negative side. But we'll be right back after these messages.
After we inspected the vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The Redding Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Redding Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Redding Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuck Wagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to RedingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo Box Office at the Redding Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Redding Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Redding Rodeo on Facebook. The Redding Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Redding Rodeo.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Do you back the blue? This is Ken White of the Good News Rescue Mission. You're invited to Blue, the Mission Spring Fundraising Luncheon on May 17th as we celebrate the unbelievable stories and positive impacts of law enforcement in the lives of women and children. You'll also hear from four-time Ironman and active Jeunesse County, Michigan Undersheriff Chris Swanson as he shares a much-needed inspirational message for our time. And we'll be making a big announcement in conjunction with We Back the Blue that day, so you won't want to miss it. Purchase your table today at gnrm.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You're just finding something everywhere, aren't you? I mean, Jared, I mean, you're going for it, aren't you, buddy? Right now, it's 65 degrees out there. It's only going to go up to 76 today. Are we loving that or what? Yeah, of course we are, because it means that it's not going to be as hot as it was yesterday. Hey, you missed a great time last night if you weren't in overtime with Linda on through at Wind River. Super time. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's hot. It's muggy. They are the best company in town for heating and cooling. I recommend them without reservation, a better-known business, but they have been voted best in the North State. There's a reason why. It's because they are. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. I'm here with Perry Cremains, who is one of the founders. Are you one of the founders of the Skyway? Or?
Not a founder, but a current partner, and have been there for 38 years.
Well, out of 40 years, that's pretty good.
Well, probably the only reason I wasn't there the other 2 years is I was still in high school.
Hey, let's talk about that, because this is something that's happened. This company has been here. It's hired people. You've gone international. Tell us a little bit about – first of all, tell us a little bit about you. I mean, you've been a local boy.
Well, yeah, California native, actually born in San Francisco, but migrated to the North State in 1968 and have been here ever since. And really, it's a hard place to leave once you're here. We have a beautiful place here. And with Skyway, I travel all over the world, so I've seen a lot of places. And folks, really, if you don't appreciate the North State, you should start, because there's not a lot of places that offer what we have here. And we're really fortunate and blessed to be in this in California and having this at our fingertips.
You know, people may not know what Skyway builds.
Yeah, well, most people know Skyway, and our trade is Tough Wheels, Skyway Tough Wheels, which is bicycles. You know, we started in the bicycle industry in actually 1974, invented the first ever nylon bicycle wheel. You know, most people know it as plastic. We like to use the technical scientific term of nylon. But, yeah, in 1974, we had the first ever nylon wheel in bikes, bicycles. Graduated to the first ever plastic nylon wheel in wheelchairs in 1980, 79 and 80, with Everson Jenning. And then from there, we diversified into lawn and garden, military, junior dragsters, just about anything you can think that has that style of wheel on it. We have customized our wheel to fit that application, and we still continue. But yeah, it's been a great ride. And as Carl said, you know, it's tough in California, and you know the three of us partners are kind of all in a fog right now, simply because we are local. We've supplied local jobs to people for 40 years, and now
plus you're international. People need to understand that you are totally international. You've got containers going out all over the world.
Yeah.
And you have, and the Chinese have wanted you, have tried to entice you to build factories and build your factory over there in China, which you all have just,
Yeah. Well, they want, and that's what, the American corporates goes to China and builds over there. And we've had the opportunity, but we just don't want to sacrifice the quality of the product. The Made in America product really means something to us, and it means something to our consumers. As well as the manufacturers that use our product. So we've stayed in Redding, California, and it's just gotten to the point where we're getting to our age where it's time to move on, and chose to sell the business. And we had a really good company, another wheel company that actually is one of our customers, and vice versa, that really saw the value in the Skyway product made in America. And the nice thing is, they're going to still make it in America, but unfortunately, after evaluating their new West Coast California location, they just determined it wasn't worth doing business in California.
Now, and this is something that's really important here. Now, Skyway is not a multi-billion-dollar business, but you are a solid business. And you have people that work for you, and you've got a big tax base here. You buy a lot of electricity from REU, and you all went back and fought to keep it here, and that was the point I really liked. You and Kenny went back. You all went back to fight to keep their West Coast plant here.
Yeah, absolutely. And and the main drive behind that was not really for ourselves, because we're going to be moving on, but we have some employees that have been with us 15 plus years. You know, we have a really good team of employees that now are going to be in the job market in the Redding area. So some company here is going to get some good folks that will go to work for them with a lot of knowledge and a background based on just about everything. But that's the most unfortunate thing, is losing the employees.
What did the people say that were buying the company when you said, hey, you know what, this is a great place, and then, but what did they tell you then? What was their decision had a lot to do with what California has turned into.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they when they came here to look at our company, the individual from their company, he fell in love with, you know, the North State just like anybody would. He came in the spring, our most beautiful time, you know. And he traveled around, went and spent an extra day here, going up to Mount Shasta, looking at the beauty there. And he realized at that point that there was no way that he was getting us to move out of the North State, you know, as individuals. So, you know, their intention was to have a location here to service the West. But they've actually had a company in Southern California previously, and so they know the ins and outs of business in California. And after evaluating, looking at coming out to the plant, just the logistics, they just chose to move to a new facility they have, which actually will make, you know, the same good product and probably at a better rate. And you know, some folks in Mississippi will actually have some new jobs.
Yeah, people in Mississippi happy, but they saw they saw all the things that were going on in California and said, you know what, this is just not worth the risk to keep it here.
Yeah, and it's, once again, really unfortunate, but the positive out of the whole thing is that the Skyway Made in America brand will continue forever, you know, and the bicycle industry is coming back around. You know,
yeah.
We just celebrated 50 years in the bike industry, you know, or in business in general, sorry, and, you know, we are, of all the bike companies, your Haros, your GTs, your SC, everything that came through in the 80s, Diamondback, all these bike companies, Skyway is the last company in the bike industry, the original BMX industry, that has the original team owning it or still involved in the management of the company.
Yeah, wow.
So,
40 years.
Yeah.
And you were still in high school 38 years ago, so
yeah,
you know it wasn't your fault. You were still racing on it, though.
There you go. Not to date myself, anyways.
Hey, let's. We got somebody calling in. Bill, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for waiting, man.
Not to worry, Colonel. What I wanted to get in touch with every year, Parry allows me to bring a Purple Heart recipient to the event. And they give them a rifle, and they give them some cami, and they take them on two hunts. And I haven't had a chance to talk to Parry lately, and I wanted to know if he wanted me to bring a wounded vet again this year.
Absolutely, Bill. That's one of the things that, you know, segueing into this stuff, that we have a lot of commonalities here. And he's emceeing the SCI event on the 13th. I emcee the Mule Deer Foundation event on the 21st down at Wind River. And every year we have a wounded warrior recipient.
I know, I always bring them.
Yeah, and Bill, we sure appreciate it, and we just think it's really important to not only give back to our veterans, but really prove your loyalty to our veterans by giving them something and taking them out. And,
well, God bless you for that, Parry. I mean, you know, and the guy I have in mind this year is a hunter. He likes to hunt, and in fact, you just might know him, but anyway, do I just show up, or do I see you for tickets, or how do I handle that?
Bill, you know, I've been busy as heck, if you can imagine, with the transfer of this company, and that's why I haven't been seeing you at the gym in the morning. But just either give me a shout or shoot me an email. I'll reach out to you for sure, and we'll get this taken care of. But yeah, if you have a candidate in mind, a wounded veteran, wounded warrior, certainly we do need him, as we spoke a few weeks ago, and we'll get that lined out.
Okay, and thanks a lot, Parry. And by the way, tell the Colonel I'm much, much appreciative for that nice blurb he gave us for our golf term tomorrow.
I've been doing that all the time.
I know you have, Colonel.
You guys are my heroes.
You know, we have the second car now. We got a new Chevrolet on 8 and a new Ford on 14. We
Uh-oh.
Have two new cars.
So people can do it. Was that holes in one?
Absolutely.
And now, Bill, just like you and I talked about, you know, when you used to have that tournament on Fridays, it was really easy to take a day off work and go play golf. But
yeah.
I, unfortunately, I'm not a golfer, and I'm not going to give up my Saturday to go golfing.
Well, I understand that. But, you know, the reason we did that is we give 5 scholarships every year to the local high schools. Yeah. And the educators couldn't play because Friday is a school day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that doesn't keep them from taking off other times. Okay. Hey, Gunny, thank you so much for what you do in the Military Order of the Purple Heart. You guys are heroes.
God bless you, Colonel. Thank you for it. And Perry, nice talking to you, my friend, and I will be in touch.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bill.
God bless
Semper
you, too,
Fi, Colonel.
Semper,
God bless.
Semper Fi. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm with Perry Cremains, who was one of the partners in Skyway Machine Incorporated. Of course, the Tough Wheels. And we just talked about what they've been doing and how they built the company, and now the company's leaving. And one of the reasons it's leaving, and probably one of the main reasons it's leaving, is doing business in California. They just chose not to do it. They can do it with a lot less hassle by moving it to Mississippi. Yeah. But the management staff is not moving. So you're staying on as consultants, I imagine. Yeah, but they're not moving out of here. And there's good reasons for that. But now we're going to take on the other side of what Perry Cremains does and why this being up here in Northern California is a great place. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. That's right, Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Husband and wife business that started 8 years ago that are just doing outstanding. Looking for a gun, any type of gun, they have it. Any type of shooting accessories, hunting, holsters, concealed carry classes, hunter safety classes. They have it all there. And, of course, gunsmithing. All of this at Bastiani Arms, plus discounts for veterans. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. You're not going to find a better place with people that are friendly or more knowledgeable. We'll be right back with Perry Cremains and Just for Hunting.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The people of Shasta Lake love where you live. This Friday and Saturday, come celebrate at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival. Friday, enjoy the Big Ideas Science Fair and fun run at the Shasta Dam Visitor Center. Saturday's pancake breakfast is 6:30 to 10 a.m. at the Shasta Lake Fire Hall, followed by the Boomtown Parade. Then party in the park with For Pete's Sake Show and Shine. Live music, kids activities, crafted vintage fair, all in Claringle Park. For more information and entry forms, go online to ShastaDanbury.org. Celebrate love where you live at the Shasta Danbury Boomtown Festival this Friday and Saturday.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Shasta High School's award-winning music department is pleased to present its 47th annual spring musical, George and Ira Gershwin's Crazy for You, April 27th through 29th and May 4th through 6th at the David Marr Theater in Reading. This romantic comedy will include professional costumes and staging and feature a live orchestra. Recommended for ages 4 years and up, tickets can be purchased online now at ShastaWolves.com or ShastaHighChoir.com. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Get your tickets now for the best seats available.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Caught on Linda Bly. Linda's out gardening today with her parents. She's out, went to a nursery. Went to a nursery. And which means I'll be planting citrus trees all weekend. Anyway, that's cool.
Well, back to that, Carl. You know, my Bill mentioned he, you know, about educators playing golf. Well, my wife's an educator. She teaches locally, and I hope she's not listening to the show this morning because Carl's talking about honeydews tomorrow, and I'm actually going turkey hunting tomorrow and taking one of our guides with me and his daughter. So it's nice to take a youth out and bow and arrow season for turkeys.
Bow and arrow season, that's right. But we heard a lot of turkeys yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. It's it's definitely, it's beautiful out there. But
well, I'll make sure that I'm going to send this. I'll just send it to her website or send it to her email.
Yeah, yeah.
The copy of this.
Because my honeydew list is just as long as Carl's.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's Perry Cremains is with me here from, Skyway Machine Incorporated, which, of course, was a Tough Wheels. And they've just been sold and they're moving to Mississippi. But he's also got Just for Hunting. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Can't find a better place to get a haircut. It's man's last stronghold in there. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business. Okay, 65 degrees going up to 76 today. It's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a great weekend. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Give them a call. Perry Cremains here. You started Just for Hunting, you and your partner, I guess.
Yeah, I actually started it back in 04.
04, okay.
Yeah, and the intention with Just for Hunting is, you know, I love hunting. Got to the point where I was pretty proficient at it and just wanted to give back a little bit. Maybe have something to fall back on to keep yourself busy once I did retire. So kind of trickle along. And, you know, being from a marketing background, you know, obviously you just naturally market a business if you have it. You know, that coupled with in 2008, I actually started working part-time for a company, an outdoor company, Mossy Oak, their branded camouflage company. So with that, you know, the hunting and bringing out a couple TV guys, magazine guys, that and it, the business just really blew up. So when I was doing the guiding myself, I think it was back in 10 or 11, you know, I did all the hunts from January 1st to July 30th, except for two, every weekend. So that didn't, you know, it wears you out. And plus, you know, I have a wife, and we wanted to do stuff together as well. So
like
that,
see each other.
Exactly. So that's when I said, hey, I got to get some help here. And fortunately, I had a good friend, Steve Buero. He's a partner. Him and I are owners of Just for Hunting, and we run the company. And he also is a marketing individual, has a local financial advising company, but between the two of us, the company has just blown up. So we have, you know, we're employing 14 local guides and doing all of our local adventures here ourselves. But with Just for Hunting, we've graduated into booking hunts all over the world, you know, and it's we make sure, you know, being in the outdoor industry and having all the hands reaching out there, it's easy to vet all these hunts and adventures we have, make sure that you're getting what, you know, you're paying for.
So you have to go out on these hunts, though, to make sure that you that they're giving you what you expect, right?
Yeah, I call it work. My wife calls it a vacation.
Well, I just want you to know is that, you know, I know a couple of retired military guys that, you know, would actually make room in their very busy schedule to help you out with these things.
Absolutely.
You know, if you needed,
yeah.
You know, if you needed to do, you know, some kind of hunt up in, you know, yeah. Alaska or these places. Hey, okay, now here's where the positive part of California is. Because you've opened this up, and you can pretty much keep 12 to 14 guides busy, plus yourself, with your company here in Northern California and in the surrounding area. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, they're not full-time or anything, but these are guys that are just like us. They just love being in the outdoors. They're, you know, we've been fortunate to run into a group of guys that are really get-it-done type guys. They deal with people. Everybody loves them. And, you know, they understand that, you know, people are paying for a hunt, and, you know, success is pretty paramount. So that's the way we run it. And the most fortunate thing is the land that we have. You know, and that has to do with myself and Steve and our the model that we run as, and we don't like to call ourselves a hunting company. We like to call ourselves a land resource company, because truly we are first managing the land for the landowner, for the wildlife.
Now, and this is interesting, and this is what, that there's, you all essentially, you know, you approach a landowner and say, look, if I, you know, we'd like to lease your land. But it's not just for hunting. We just don't do hunting here. Mm-hmm. It's, and we want to help manage your resource here. And I noticed that when I was out with you the other day. You're looking at places there, and you're seeing, you know, you're talking to the people that work there. I mean, you know them real well. And you have a true sense of what's going on in that area and why, and then how you manage what you're doing there. I mean, you just don't go out. It's not clear-cutting.
No.
You know, by just taking all the animals out of there.
Yeah, no, we really watch the property, you know, and that's another thing the landowners like. Not only do we do a management program, but we have a presence on the property, leaving a small footprint. So, you know, they know that we're going to take care of their land as if it were our own, and it's going to be a continued resource for them in the future should they be displeased with our program, which, you know, hasn't happened. But that's what it's all about. If Ranch A is not hunting very well on a given weekend, we just move those hunters to Ranch B, you know, so to where the hunter's still going to have success, but we're not going to over-harvest the animals there.
You have safe areas, too. I was pleasantly surprised, or not. I guess it was pleasant to hear that, okay, over this hill is Sanctuary Valley. Sanctuary Valley? Yeah, we don't hunt down there. It's, you know, it's a place that, you know, hogs or whatever can go down there and just, they're safe.
Yeah, and one of our one of the things we do with properties is we look to put them on. California has a private land management program for wildlife, you know, real positive. And so we look to put that property on that program. And with that program, you know, wildlife improvements are required. So what we have is what we call sanctuaries. So once the animals get to that sanctuary area, they're not hunted in there. So we're not running them off the property. We're not harassing them, over-pressuring them, stuff like that. And that private land management program actually gives us some access later in the year, because we can hunt deer all the way to the end of November, which in California, as you know, unless you're applying for a special draw, you're not going to hunt deer in November in California. It just doesn't happen.
Now, that leads to whatever. I was also surprised to hear about elk.
Oh yeah, we're actually fortunate to have gotten into the program before a lot of the California bureaucracy got put in place with elk management. So we do have a private land management elk tag that we sell every year for the landowner, and that started in 2011. That was the first year that actually legally you could hunt elk south of Highway 299. They expanded the northeastern unit all the way to Highway 36, which most folks, like Carl included, say, well, we have elk here, you know, 25 miles from Redding.
I was just told. I mean, yeah. I remember reading about that one elk that had been poached, you know, several years ago, this beautiful animal that they never found out. At least they couldn't prove who did it. But when somebody said, "Oh no, no, we, you know, you've got just like really good sized elk, 27 miles from Redding, California."
Yeah, and we try to harvest mature animals on all of our programs, and obviously the elk we have are, you know, I've been elk hunting all over the West, and they rival just about anywhere as far as, you know, 350-inch plus elk is what we target, and.
Wow.
And they're there every year. We usually get, you know, about 110 elk, you know, that show up on us every fall to breed. Some of them stay over. They hang out all year. There's bulls around. It's cool to see that giant animal, 850-pound animal with that much antler on it, you know, in the oak savannas where you can just watch them doing what they do.
Yeah. Wow. See, I was totally surprised. Okay, I'm going to take a little bit of an early break here. So I want to talk about the other species that you all hunt from up here in Northern California. And this is the plus part, is the bureaucracy that runs people, businesses out of town, as we've seen in your last business, Skyway Machine Incorporated, and the Tough Wheels, who are now going to be Mississippi. That myself is kind of scary. though I'm not friends from us. No, I've been in Mississippi. But there's Northern California up here is also something to keep you here, because not only just the fishing, which of course we got a world class fishery right here, but we obviously have enough hunting that brings people in also from all over the world. So we want to talk about that. Last comment here, of course, from the chat room, and I can watch the chat room and talk at the same time because I'm a man of infinite capabilities. Not only, and this is when I volunteered Ted and I to go out there on that hunt. There's a comment is, not only are they retired and willing to help you out, but based on how they shoot, they will never kill anything. So, you know, that's a plus too. Hey, all right,
we can fix that too. We work well with everyone.
With the handicap. Okay, I got it. No, I heard that. All right, 16 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Friday, the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. Oh yes, now you're going to have to go out today and have at least one shot of tequila and maybe a cerveza. 66 degrees, going up to 76 today. It's going to be a good day, my friends. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody.
And happy Cinco de Mayo.
That's right. Perry Cremains is with me here today of Just for Hunting, and formerly, well, he still is with Skyway Machine Incorporated, Tough Wheels and all that. And but he's happy. You know what? I've never seen Perry in shorts. and here you come walking. I didn't even recognize you coming around the corner. I'm looking for you. I said, where is he? And then I saw you. And it's like, hey, you dress like the rest of us here.
Got dressed up for your show, Carl.
There you go. Hey, you know, you got that radio face there. Okay. Hey, we're going to – okay. Now, we talked about, you know, the other business, Tough Wheels, and it's – you know, you're still a part of it as a consultant, but they're moving to Mississippi. In fact, probably most of it's moved or soon, I would imagine.
We'll be out of Reading by June 14th.
And this isn't because they wanted to. They fought like heck to keep them here, but – the company at the bottom just said, you know what, doing business in California. We had a plant down in Southern California, and it just doesn't work. So they moved him back. But now he's got Just for Hunting. He's had it since 2004, and it's just exploded. And you hunt here in Northern California. You got 14 guides. What are some of the animals that you all hunt around here?
Well, our main species obviously is pigs, and you know, everybody wants to hunt pigs, and not locally. All our local guys are like, you know, I go down to Cottonwood. I have a buddy who has a ranch. Their pigs are tearing up his orchard, you know, so I'll go and shoot them anytime I want. Sure, they're a problem for some folks, but we show those landowners a resource for those pigs, and we probably do anywhere from about 60 to 110 pigs a year, and those hunters actually come from all over the country, mostly the western states, you know, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Nevada. They come from that area, and when they come here, they stay in the local hotels. We work with our good friends Steve Gaines and Ned Roan over there at the Best Western, and we have a couple other spots we work with on lodging. You know, of course, they eat the food here when they come in because we don't supply food or lodging. So it's actually good for the economy and good for us.
But you get, you know, 100 hunts in here.
Yeah, because, yeah.
You know, and that's a you know, so you've got a couple guys coming in and and they stay for 2 to 3 days because they get in here and then they'll spend the night a couple of days.
Sure, and we do you know, pigs, we do deer. We probably do about 25 deer hunts a year, between 25 and 30. We have a couple really premium ranches, and then we have a number of C-zone ranches that we not only do deer hunts, but we offer club memberships on these properties. And when I say club memberships, it's very limited, and we coexist outfitting with the members with a schedule that allows no over-pressuring by either party. And with that, it's an annual membership. So you have all year to harvest whatever, whether it be pigs, turkeys, deer, bear, quail, dove. You know, it's all available on those properties, and you're open to go there. If you live in Reading, it's a great opportunity, or even in the North State period, because you can go hunting anytime you want, any time of the year. And and they're all, you know, great properties. You know, they're all, that's the thing about our properties, they're all pretty as heck, but they house a lot of game as well.
Now, you all have I saw you have predator hunts, including squeaks.
Yeah, squeaks. Carl loves squeaks, apparently, and we do some, you know, ranches. And it's not so much here locally, it's like up in the Alturas area, you know, McDowell. Those folks will actually you know, they'll beg you to shoot all those squeaks because they tear up their fields, they eat all their grass, make holes for the cows, and it's really fun stuff, you know. And
So people actually call and say, hey, can you set me up a squeak hunt with a guide? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. No, wow. We can do that.
Well, you know, for a lot of people, though, they've heard about it, and unless you know the people or a place to shoot, I mean, it's not fun just going out there and there's no squirrels.
No, no. It's, the thing about shooting squeaks and those squirrels is if you're not shooting, 100 a day, you're not having any fun.
Yeah, I know people go, but you know, these things are rodents that carry bubonic plague, and you know, they can destroy an alfalfa crop.
Oh.
So There's more to it than that. I kind of feel like I'm doing a public service.
There's no shortage of them.
There's no shortage,
at all.
Ever.
And I mean, it's a perfect example is in predation is you can't shoot out a species. You know, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife shoots about 95,000 coyotes a year nationwide. And they're not putting a dent in the population.
Now, you were just at a conference when you were talking about hunting and what that does. Or did I get that wrong on how much, you know, the money that comes into the North State? Or you were talking to somebody? Maybe I was. Maybe I'm thinking about something else.
I think what Carl's referring to is we recently did had a magazine guy from California Sportsman come up with his wife. And we work with the Tourism Bureau locally with JT over there and Lori Baker. And they're really proponents of the recreation in the North State. And once again, recreation is pretty broad in the North State. You know, obviously includes the hunting as well. So we coexist hunting with our mountain bikers, our trail hikers, our trekkers. You know, we have so much recreation here, but we all get along, you know, and everybody shares the outdoors up here, and they're well aware of what it brings to the North State. And like Carl mentioned before, we have the Sacramento River that runs right through town. You won't find a river that you can do a fly trip on and catch 30 fish, you know, catch and release 30 trout while you're going through the middle of town, you know.
Todd LeBeauf, you know, he since put something on. I just talked to him yesterday. And Todd said he caught 50 fish on that float down there with two people, one of which had never fly fished before.
Yeah, and we offer that trip as well. We have we actually have a group coming out this fall to hunt deer, and they actually have come out and fished with a couple of our guys before, and every year now they make sure they carve out a day or two to fish after they hunt deer, and that's for a TV show. So if you can imagine that.
Wow.
They're putting some effort into it, but
just think about that. They come out for a deer hunt and then they can fly fish. So some of the finest fishing waters in America, which is in the world, is right here in
absolutely
right going through our town. Now you also hunt, and you said you have agreements with other places. So hunting in a lot of other places around the world too.
Yeah, what we do is. We kind of broker hunts. There's no other way to describe it. But the thing is, we vet them thoroughly because we don't want an issue if you go out and, you know, you're paying, you know, $9,000 for a moose hunt or whatever. We don't want you to come back and say, hey, that was the worst thing that ever happened to me. This guy was a joke. That's not going to happen on one of our hunts. It's hunting. Certainly you might go and there could be an issue of not harvesting an animal, but whoever you go with is going to put forth the 100% effort, and you'll have generally an opportunity. So we do those hunts. We vet them. We usually have been on those hunts ourselves. We have a ranch in Mexico that we do desert mule deer, coos deer, and desert bighorn sheep. We kind of run that. We have run that ourselves, my partner Steve, for about 12 years. We're now graduating to where we don't run that ourselves. We do turkey hunts in Mexico for Gould's Turkey if you're interested in your Grand Slam.
Now, a Grand Slam of turkeys is, I think, is it four or five?
It's five. You have your – and three of the species are pretty attainable. The Rios, which was we have around here – Miriams we have up in the Alturas area, and they're a western bird that's pretty obtainable. And then the eastern turkey, which is all your eastern
very attainable.
Yeah, they're pretty wide open. But the Osceola turkey in Florida is only in Florida. And the Gould's turkey, which is in Mexico, is only in Mexico except for Arizona. Arizona has Gould turkeys, but you're going to take 10 to 12 years to draw that turkey tag.
Plus the fact it's because the turkeys don't know there's a border there.
They don't.
They just cross.
So that's your grand slam of turkeys. There's five species, and I've been fortunate to do that and complete that. Now I'm actually – and if you're interested, give us a shout. You know, email us through the website or something. I'm putting a group together for the oscillated turkey, which is down in the Yucatan. That's the only place they're available, and that is the sixth species that gives you a world slam.
Wow. So it's down in the Yucatan Peninsula.
Jungle where you have those black panthers and all that stuff.
Okay. Now, I'm here with Perry Cremains of Just for Hunting. How do people get a hold of you? I mean, we've been talking about the website and how to get a hold of you. Bill, obviously you guys work real, you know, you provide a hunt for a wounded warrior every year. I know that which is really good. And I so much appreciate the Gunny, and I trust him, and he's got nothing but good things to say about you.
Yeah, and these wounded warriors, you know, we're just happy we can put back. But I'll reach out to any of them that we've had in the past that we didn't conclude the hunt. You know, like I said, get a hold of me, you know, because it's up to you. You know, the hunt does not go away for a wounded warrior. We'll take you out and complete it sooner or later. But you have to reach out. And, you know, I try to make it solid that I go on that hunt because I really appreciate veterans, especially if you were wounded in duty, and I can put something back and help you out, and truly, you don't meet better guys. I mean, we don't have a lot of duds. We're pretty fortunate that way, but veterans are for sure a great group to hunt with.
Okay, so what's your website?
www.justforhunting.com. So you can reach out to that website anytime you want, or call 650-888-0808.
There you go. So Perry Cremains, who is, you know, that I've gotten to know over the last couple months and over how he helps out with the kids, helps out with the veterans through Skyway. And unfortunately, we're losing that, but yeah. your other business is just starting to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, and if any of you local companies are actually looking for some quality employees, you know, we have enlisted with the local Smart Center. The employees have signed up there, but give us a call at Skyway. We'll be there for a while, and we have a team of folks that would probably better your business.
There you go. Perry, thanks so much.
Thank you, Carl. Yeah, look forward to getting back out on your pig hunt this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Sunday, if I work real hard Saturday, maybe Sunday evening because it's getting to be that time of the year when it's getting hot out there. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Remember the you know, walk a mile in their shoes, the Purple Hearts, the Haven Humanes, big dog fest out there at Haven Humane starting at noon tomorrow. Have a great weekend. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
But I won't back down.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
And with Somali troops, the U.S. has been stepping up its fight against Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-linked group that's claimed responsibility for major attacks in East Africa. Last month, the U.S. said it was sending dozens of troops to Somalia, the biggest such deployment there in about two decades. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
After a disappointing employment